This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
This is bad. This is very, very bad.
Finding themselves in the shadow of a terrifying creature.
Oh no, Skid, no!
The heroes will be divided.
And by the way, Galabras, your entire party has left you there.
Basically, I know, yeah.
Everyone backed up.
And Troy will smite all who oppose him.
Natty 20.
Natural 20. Natural 20. Natty 20.
Natural 20.
Are you kidding
Dude,
me?
Dude, that die has to go.
No.
But Lork will not go down without a fight.
Lork, you see your good buddy Galabras. Your friends are dying and dropping like flies.
And
the belt, Rags' belt, just starts to glow blue with magic.
The adventure continues.
Who knew the Vault of Thorns was going to be tough and weird?
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 52. I am especially thrilled to celebrate our one-year anniversary with our listeners who've been with us since episode 1. Incredible. To celebrate our paper anniversary, I will personally mail out a handwritten haiku to any listeners who email us at glasscannonpodcast@gmail.com with the subject line, Baron Haiku, within 24 hours of this episode's release. Just be sure to tweet us pictures of them once you get them at Glass Cannon Pod on Twitter or share on our Facebook page. Do it, even though I won't be able to see them, as I've been blind for what seems like forever. It has been pretty harrowing to be a blind gunslinger in a demiplane of thorny death, and I have to admit that I was bereaved beyond words when it happened. I couldn't even speak until the next episode. My heart sank, and I'm still worried about death sinking her cold, steely teeth into my helpless dwarven body, mercilessly robbing me of the heroic, guns-a-blazing death I deserve. But let's be honest, there's no way any of us are going to go out in a dignified way after seeing Ben Vereen and our dear, Strange Gormley, fall to their deaths. And coming to terms with this has let me relax quite a bit. The pressure is off now that I can't really defend myself. I'm trying to have fun with the fact I have to make acrobatics checks to move normal speed, or else I fall flat on my face. It's all a game, which has been made very clear to me with all of your kind words and notes of sincere concern about Baron's blindness on social media. It's been a huge help. But if you all are having fun with it, I guess I will too. I think that's important to keep in mind during any game. You have to try to have fun no matter what happens. It certainly beats staying on the Chelish Devil, stable mucking for Rag. Well, let's get along, little dogies, and see if Baron finally bites it in episode 52, Tendril Mercies.
A blind gunslinger and a deaf magus walk into a bar. That's all I got.
I feel like
set up
your big
punchline.
We're not even in a bar.
Walk into a greenhouse.
A horrifying, horrifying greenhouse.
They'd be really efficient, actually, because anything that the magus couldn't hear, Baron could say. He'd be like, "Oh yeah, I know what she wants." And then anything that Baron couldn't see.
Yeah, we need to make some buddy side adventures.
That's the opposite of efficiency.
Well, self-sufficient.
It's also effective. The opposite of self-sufficient.
I would say ultimately effective.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'll agree
ultimately
with that.
Ultimately effective. I like that.
These have been some crazy episodes. Who knew the Vault of Thorns was going to be tough and weird?
Oh, you mean, yeah, the demiplane?
Bizarre pocket dimension populated by druids and monsters.
Oh, man. You guys walk in. Little Twig Jacks come stabbing at you, shoot thorns. You open the floral bloom door, giant bridge with no handholds. Lork gets
shit
nervous.
Better be worth it.
These lurkers in light try to do their worst, but you end up killing one of them, and one of them leaves Baron blinded for what is it now? Four episodes? Three episodes?
Yeah, something like
17
that.
17 episodes?
This is the fourth episode.
This is the fourth episode of Baron being permanently blinded. So then you walk into the next room, meet up with Iwiga, the last surviving member of the Council of Thorns from the original group.
Outside of Silvermane.
Outside of Silvermane. She agrees to join you, but unfortunately it's been centuries since she's really used her magic other than trying to communicate with her lost brothers and sisters. And so she isn't super effective, unfortunately. You then walk into the next room and have the most harrowing combat in 50 episodes against a giant fey dragonfly known as an ultramarine chaser. The battle's intense. We all assume at the end of one episode that Baron has been dropped to his death. He actually survives. But then, very quickly, Ben Vereen gets bitten, lifted, and dropped to his death. And then Gormley, typical Gorms, frontline fighter Gorms, flies in the face of the dragonfly, gets bit to unconsciousness, and then dropped to her death. The party spends a night in quiet vigil, peaceful prayer over the bodies of their fallen allies.
Sitting upon the ground and telling sad stories about the death of witches.
That old tale. And then you guys make your way across that lily pad thing again by saying, fuck those lily pads, climbing down, walking across the shit, climbing up. Then you enter the bottom floor of the greenhouse. Long story short, Lork finds a bear. The party finds a magus. You tie up and subdue the lurker in light that has now not only blinded Baron the Gunslinger, but deafened your new companion, Della the Magus. And just when you think you're ready to question it and try to get it to dispel the magic, this appears in front of you.
Oh, that's gross.
God. Check out the tomb.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is the George O'Keefe Museum.
It does kind of look George O'Keefe, doesn't it?
Big old purple maw, mushroom head, four tentacles. This thing.
How much space does it take up, like in like radius, basically? It's so huge.
It's 15 feet all the way around.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, that is so huge.
Yeah. And so this is something we suck at, is threaten squares for large and huge and maybe eventually colossal creatures. A creature like this that takes up 15 spaces all the way around threatens with its natural, it doesn't have a reach weapon, it threatens 5, 10, 15, 20, because it has 15 feet of reach. So it threatens all of those squares. So take all your 5-foot steps you want, you're fine. Anything else, attack of opportunity. You want to do a full withdraw, you're probably going to incur 3 or 4. It is huge. It is a huge plant.
And you mean that literally, right? The word huge.
Yes, the word huge. Right. Now, here's the thing. This lurker in light that you captured... Sorry, I just stepped on Skid's cord. The lurker in light you captured is the closest creature to it, and you're trying to keep this thing alive to dispel the thing. It's all tied up.
Yeah.
That thing is 10 feet away directly in front of it. Right next to the creature is Galabras. Behind the creature is Abdef Della, and to the left of Della is Lork the Orc. Roll for initiative.
Deafness affects initiative.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't even think about deafness condition.
I got a -4 to initiative.
Oh, is that it? Besides the 20% mischance? Is there anything else?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know if I'm listening for hearing, I can't get it. But
right.
So, let's see what I get. Wouldn't it matter? Wouldn't it matter in the end?
Jesus.
Joe, you got a natural 20, right? On your ish?
Go fuck yourself.
Joe rolled a 1.
Natural.
1!
All right, so Baron... All right, so
who's got the highest Anish?
17.
I've got 20.
20 for blind Baron. Della, what'd you get?
6.
Ooh, okay.
I want to take odds on this. Who wants to bet that Baron gets his sight back in this fight or not? What do you think the odds are?
0.
You think it's zero?
No, I think it's
closer 25. To like 10%.
I think actually strategically it would be important to see if we can make it happen in the fight.
No, I agree. Well, yeah, couldn't agree more.
I'd say the odds are like this. If Baron gets his sight back, someone's going to die.
Oh.
What? What?
Just because of trying to make it happen is going to be so lethal to the party.
That's what I'm... But well, I don't know.
But everything's going to be lethal to the party. Just being here is lethal.
Yeah. Mark, what's your initiative?
Three.
Three. And Della, you had a six?
Six.
Galabro?
17.
17. And Baron, you got a 20-something?
20.
20. Okay.
What about Helimirin?
Della, I'm sorry. One more time, what'd you get?
Six.
Six, okay.
What about Iwiga?
And yes, Iwiga is going to go first. All right.
Iwiga, distract her.
Round one.
For him.
Now, Iwiga backed away at the when her attempt to grapple this thing was successful, but then it immediately wriggled out. Thankfully for Galabras' command spell, he was able to submit, and then you tied it up. I don't think I made that clear at the end of the last episode, but you did say that you tied it up. Iwiga, knowing that this creature is enormous, is going to shoot a lightning bolt at it. It hits for 4 points of damage.
Yeah, I wonder if it has resistance.
Does
also.
It appear to have done any damage?
It appears to have done damage.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
We know that.
Gormley, you can... Oh, fuck.
Oh, did you really mean that? Were you just asking?
Well, I just thought. I was like, yeah, Gormley has the lightning bolt.
Was that accidental?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Baron?
Is there any reasonable way that I can move in a way to shoot blindly towards this person with 50% concealment?
Well, yes. The problem is you're going to take a minus four because they're all within melee.
Okay. Well, that's not the biggest problem.
And then it's
going
to get a +8 to AC.
Well, that's not true. We're not in melee. We can't attack yet. We don't threaten it.
Oh, it's not considered a threat, even though it threatened.
They have to threaten each other.
Ah, I see. Okay, so no, it would just be a... It'd be tough, but if they yelled at you, like, Baron, aim this way.
But this is all difficult terrain.
Yeah, you would have to... I think you'd have to move more than 10 feet to get out of shooting through us, meaning his +4 cover.
Well, I wouldn't know which way I was moving. So
right.
Right, because she left you.
So I'm going to roll an acrobatics check to see if I can move 10 feet this round instead of 5.
I mean, you're not stupid and that you can't hear where the action's going, so you can move towards the action.
You can move 20 feet.
No, not with difficult terrain.
Oh, right. Half
everything's
and then
difficult,
half.
So it would be
a quarter.
So right. I'm rolling to do 10 or 5 feet of movement.
Remember, 10. If you fail, you fall.
I rolled a 9.
Total?
Yeah. Yeah.
You fall on your face.
Oh, trips.
Trips over the bramble.
Well, that's probably the best thing to do.
Probably.
You're right. Safe now. It's okay.
And you're just like, gunslinger's dodge, guys. I did gunslinger's dodge. Galabras.
Give this man a new base.
Yep, you need a base.
Yeah, give me a new base.
Papa's got a brand new base.
And I'm going to swing the... Also, giant-sized hammer of Uskaroth in its fucking face.
Alrighty.
17?
17 misses.
Shit. Wow.
Oh, boy. It is now its turn.
I am so terrified.
Attack number one.
Couple yeah. things are gonna
yeah,
happen.
Let me guess how many attacks this thing with all its tentacles has.
Oh, sweet Nelly. Where do we even begin? It goes to bite Galabras.
Bite, okay.
The maw first.
I wonder if it has swallow hole.
It might. It might very and well have
Galabras is giant, so that...
Whenever you hear the word maw, you have to worry about yeah. swallow
yeah,
hole.
Yeah, but it probably wouldn't be able to swallow me because I'm big.
Oh, right. You're enlarged.
28.
Yeah.
Hits Galabs for 14 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
And will attempt to grab. Natural 20.
I'm grabbed.
It bites Galabras.
Did that change your plan of action for next round? Or for this round, Galabras?
No. Bites Galabras, lifts him off the ground, pulls him with the grab towards his mouth.
Yeah.
To put it inside. But
wait, it doesn't matter that he's enlarged.
It actually does matter. That means he is eligible. As long as you're one size category smaller, you could be swallow whole.
Wait, so like a man could swallow a halfling?
Halflings are still medium, though.
Well, no, they're not. Well, men don't have the ability to swallow whole. But like,
yeah, but if they did, like,
but it goes large, huge, right?
What? Yeah,
large, huge. Yeah.
This is silly, and I'm playing the rest of this episode under protest.
Well, for example, the swallow whole ability says it allows you to
care. Just go
swallow
on. Just
one size
on.
Category smaller.
Just move on.
It's pulling you towards its mouth. It does not do its tentacle attacks, though. Della.
Oh, so I'm in the... my turn.
Oh, my.
If Della takes a 5-foot step back, that does not provoke, right?
You can't take a 5-foot step.
Because of the difficult terrain?
Correct.
All right. I'm going to magic missile it.
Magic missile.
That's 4d4 plus 4.
Well, 20% fail chance.
Let me roll that first. Roll that. Got it. 39.
Nice. Ooh.
Barely. 9 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus.
4d4.
You have 4 ones.
Yeah.
9.
No, 3 ones. Oh,
3
and
ones
one.
And a 2. And a sorry. Two.
You were way off, Skid.
Yeah, way off.
You were way off.
9 points of damage.
And that's my standard action. And then I will attempt to move back 10 feet and I'll roll the acrobatics to avoid an attack of opportunity.
Okay, it's against its CMD, just straight up CMD, right? Not plus 5.
Correct.
Natural 20. 27.
You're all right.
You only moved him back 5 feet, though. So move back 10.
What?
He said that he wanted to move back 10 feet.
10 feet.
Yeah, I was in the outside. Only threatens 3 squares.
Right. Okay. So you just barely, even with a natural 20, get out of its range of an attack of opportunity. Lork.
Lork is going to grab this little winged fuck and try to carry him back to Baron.
I like that plan.
Carry him. I
love that.
AKA, go fuck yourself, Troy.
Gonna
take your attack.
So how many attacks?
Take it!
Is this one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So can I grab this little thing without a problem?
Yeah. Now, this is my question, where it's got Galabras in its mouth.
I don't think it can take it.
Can it still do tentacles?
Does it have tentacle attacks?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I think it can still do the tentacles, but if it was holding in one tentacle, it can't attack with that tentacle.
That's what I would think.
Multiple natural attacks. It will do a tentacle.
Now, hold on. Grabbing this thing is not an issue, you're saying. Picking this, the little winged creature.
I'm going to call that a standard action.
That's just easy.
For you, this thing weighs
15 pounds. So I grab it, and I move out of this one threatened square.
Okay.
It gets an attack of opportunity.
It whips its tentacle at you. 8.
Yeah!
There we go.
Misses, and then I move 10 feet out.
And all this is why you do crazy things, even if it doesn't seem right, because the rolls could be low.
Bear.
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 I'm gonna look at the bear and just say, stay, for the moment.
Okay. Everybody roll a perception check.
Except for bear.
25.
13.
21.
Galabras, you feel it get stronger. At the end of the round.
The bear?
No.
Cool!
The huge plant, like it was healing itself.
Oh.
Something that you, of course, Galabras, would understand. You feel a healing energy regenerating it.
Well, how come its heal energy works in this place? You know, this place is so backward. This is supposed to be a good place.
Yeah.
Ewiga told you there's some evil shit that's snuck in here.
Yeah, but how come it's able to
kill themselves?
Whatever.
Ewiga goes back to Baron and uses her standard action to lift him up.
Oh, nice.
That was very nice, but probably misguided of you.
She pushes you back down. No. And now it is Baron's turn. Lork, did you yell anything to Baron on the way?
Yeah, I said, I'm bringing it back. Hold still. We're going to get this thing dispelled. If it kills all of us.
All right, I'll. If I know that this thing
is, like Troy said it would.
Can you get to me within your next turn?
Don't need to.
Okay.
It's a range thing. You can dispel from range.
I'm going to hold my action to see what happens with the Honey Nut Cheerio.
All right, Galabras, you are trapped in the maw of the beast.
All right, so can I have an attempt to break free or what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Decent.
17.
Galabras just... And by the way, Galabras, your entire party has left you there.
Basically, I know, yeah.
Everyone backed up. Lork grabbed a fairy and ran away. Look what I've got.
Wow, you've really got a wrong interpretation of that event.
It is its turn. It goes to maintain the grapple, and as you all figured out, if it maintains the grapple, it immediately swallows Galabras.
Yeah.
Whole. It maintains the grapple. Over 30. A couple things are going to happen. Galabras immediately takes more bite damage. 15 points of bite damage. Oof. As you enter its disgusting mouth. And then you have to roll a fortitude save. Ugh. This is bad. This is very, very bad.
Good thing I didn't roll a natural one or anything.
Oh no, Skid, no!
It swallows Galabras whole, and Galabras, you just feel a burning all over your body. You take 5 more points of acid damage, and you are paralyzed for 8 rounds.
Oh.
What? You guys see Galabras get eaten.
Giant Galabras gets eaten.
Giant Galabras eaten.
So is that the acid damage that bypasses DR, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Unless you have DR acid.
It bypasses DR, and that paralyzed thing, that is not common with Swallow Hole, so like that's something special to this creature, I think.
All right, I'm going to have the corner store. Anybody want anything?
Yeah, I'll take a Budweiser.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Della.
Troy, you're doing a really fantastic job of just knocking us off one at a time.
Listen, I didn't write the adventure.
All right. Della, seeing this, vanishes.
Okay, so Della vanishes. How? Goes like cast invisibility?
The spell vanish.
Well then, roll 20%.
I'm going to roll it.
Oh boy, she's like...
45, got it.
Yeah, got it.
All right, so Della...
And she's going to charge in and get up right...
Cannot charge.
Not really charge, not Pathfinder charge.
Right, just you're... Joe has put Galabras' mini on top
of it. With it in the stomach. In the stomach of the
So other. Della, standard action, goes invisible. And so...
And then moves into melee range?
Moves into melee range.
And can you move... How many feet can you move?
15.
Okay.
And she's still...
So she gets within 5 feet of the creature, but she's not right next to it.
Gets within 5 feet and doesn't provoke because she has vanished.
Right.
Lork, you see your good buddy Galabras. Your friends are dying and dropping like flies.
And for all you know, Della just planeswalked out of here.
Right. See you guys. I don't like this group.
Right.
And Galabras is a young kid too.
Right.
Lork, what do you do?
I need to know from a mechanical perspective if this thing being tied up is going to hinder its ability to possibly dispel the magic on him, if that has anything to do with it.
No, dispel is... I don't think you have to do somatic shit to dispel.
Well, you probably do, but I mean, we could have said that his legs are wrapped up or whatever.
Fuck it.
That's not going to be an issue, right? Okay.
How long does command work?
Just the one round.
If you untie
it. I did it so that they could untie him up and then...
Intimidate it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say,
you see that blind creature over there? You fucked with the wrong dwarf. You cure that blindness right now or you'll find yourself dead.
I don't know. I got nothing.
What language are you speaking?
Oh, that's very interesting. Fae. I'm common, man.
It understands commons here.
All right.
and it should know, by the way, before he rolls, that he could kill it and let that other thing kill everyone else. It doesn't matter to him. Like, it doesn't matter that this giant guy could kill everyone.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what I mean to say is it should get the idea. I'm just not very clever in the moment of saying what Lork says, but it gets the idea. Dispel this thing or you die. Not like, oh, I'll cut your head off. Like, slow, painful, awful death.
Let this dwarf
bottle cap? Bottle cap?
There are no bottle caps. Troy is not given a bottle cap in literally.
I didn't get a bottle cap for dying.
I don't give 16 episodes for character deaths. Maybe if you protected your fucking allies, I'd give you a bottle cap or two.
All right, here we go. Intimidate check. 20.
Nice.
Adjusted. 20.
Nice.
Okay. It looks up at you. Giant eyes. Like a fly's eyes. Looks at you. And you sense great fear in its face. And all of a sudden, Baron regains his sight.
Yeah,
buddy. Oh,
that little gamble paid off.
Woo, baby. Bear's turn.
Oh, man. Bear's turn. All right.
Baron's turn?
He'll hold for this round.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you untied it and intimidated it.
Why?
The lurker.
Well, if it was required, then yes.
Yeah.
Whatever was required. I didn't want to drag that
it
down.
It did cure Baron's blindness.
Tie it up again.
Bear holds.
I want to hear.
Bear holds. Round three. Iwiga. Iwiga's.
You're invisible, bro. Gone.
You didn't. Maybe you didn't see that.
We did see it. We think you went to another plane.
I'll be back in a minute.
Iwiga looks at you. Baron, you can see. Good. I'll get back in the fight. And she lightning bolts. It hits. And she's helping out. 7 points of damage.
There we go.
Okay. It is Baron's turn. For the first time in 52 episodes.
God. You must be blinded for a round. Come on.
It feels like the first time. So I can only move 10 feet. So I'll move 10 feet towards the creature. And I am 60 feet away? 80 feet away?
30.
30 feet away. So that's only my first range increment. So I'm going to pull my pistol out.
Oh, boy. Watch him misfire.
And I say, in the words of at Booday, Rob Day on Twitter, dying ain't much of a living. And I fire at this guy.
Dying ain't much of a living. It's true. It's very true.
Do these guys all use one-liners?
Hey, Rob Day.
26 against regular AC.
Yeah, look at
26
that.
26 against regular AC.
With my fire bullets, which I reloaded.
All right, it hits. Yeah, it does.
It'd be so good.
Oh, the damage dealer's back in town.
12 points of damage.
Oh, man.
Two of which are fire. And I free action reload another fire bullet into my gun.
I will tell you that you just ended its regeneration.
Oh, it's a troll.
Yeah, fire.
By
troll.
Doing fire damage.
Nice. Huge.
There were two things that could end its regeneration. One was bludgeoning, if Galabras had smacked it. Two was fire. So that's good. Huge opening move. For old Baron, not blind, no mo. Galabras, unfortunately, paralyzed. You will take 6 points of acid damage.
Oh, man.
While inside the stomach. Giant,
three
giant
points? You still have VR?
No, that doesn't apply.
Della is invisible, so it begins walking forward. Now, here's an interesting question. If it just keeps moving forward.
It needs a feat. It has to have the overrun feat.
Okay, so but if it wanted to keep moving forward, wouldn't it notice that there was someone there? Or like, what happens? Do I just keep? I've got to move around.
Oh, because she's invisible. I'm sorry.
Right, you have to bump into it.
Yeah, you would bump into it, and then she would know exactly where it was, and have a 50% mischance to attack the square.
Okay, so it attempts to keep moving forward, and feels you there, and since it has moved. Technically, that would not be a 5 foot step because it tried to take its second movement, so it goes.
It can't do a 5 foot step.
Right.
Well, I give
so it goes to just bite you 50% mischance. Oh boy. This thing might be eaten for two tonight. I'll roll the mischance.
Gelabrous was just the appetizer?
I'll roll the mischance in front of you. 74. Here's the bite. Natural 20.
Are you kidding
Dude,
me?
Dude, that die has to go.
No, that's that like four episodes, five episodes since I rolled a natty 20.
Flush it. Fucking flush it. Man.
Natty 20 to confirm. 15, 26.
Yeah.
Is it named?
It is not named.
Oh, okay.
But it is a...
Max damage?
Double damage.
Double damage. Ooh. And Ooh. It will attempt to grab...
Dude.
Shit. 26 points of damage to Della.
Good lord.
And it will attempt to grab, and it will grab Della in its mouth and pull it towards to take a bite.
I'm still invisible.
Oh, yeah. Technically, yes.
Yeah.
You are.
So Galabras.
Della's turn.
Galabras is going to have no idea that another person is in the belly with him because he's right. invisible.
Until an She's invisible in shape lands on him.
I just wanted to point out one thing real quick. Joe, you were absolutely right when you said that Troy was a garbage dumpster fire of a person.
I don't remember using those words exactly.
Yeah, you said that. You said that. All right, perfect. So one of my options. Escape artist?
Escape artist. Dimension door. yeah, and you're deaf, so you're...
I mean, escape artist is my best thing, so let's see what happens.
Roll.
Fuck. 12.
Caught in its maw. Lork, do you need to know what happened? It ate Galabras.
I become uninvisible.
Now it's about to eat Della.
I become uninvisible.
Della becomes visible. Trying to wriggle out.
I am...
Do you want to run around with some more fairies?
I am going to, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to kill this thing.
Why are you sorry?
Because he's deaf, but, like, I don't know that. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
what am I going to... Why would you waste the time killing it when the thing just ate two people?
What?
Why would you waste time killing it? Wouldn't you just turn around and attack the tree?
Because if I let this thing go, then it can attack us. It can blind me.
It could fuck up this combat.
And like I can spend an action tying it up, but that doesn't make any sense.
I agree with.
Why wouldn't he just slit its throat with Brynja's dagger?
I agree.
Slit its throat.
Coup de grace. Unless Skid has an idea.
I was just going to say, if it's a sure shot to tie it up, then you only spend one turn dealing with it instead of however long it's going to take to actually kill it.
Well, I can't coup de grace?
It's not tied up anymore.
It's not tied up, right?
You had to untie it to intimidate it.
Oh, that's right. Well, if you think that story-wise it doesn't make any sense for me to slit its throat and kill it, then I will spend a round tying it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think the greater threat is the... creature.
Well, no fucking kidding, but...
But you're not answering the question. Like, can I coup de grace or not?
No.
Then I'll tie it up. That's the round.
Okay. I'll allow that. If you're going to spend your round doing that, you successfully grapple it, grab it, tie it up, and it stays tied up. And it is Bear's turn.
Yeah, he'll just stay where he is.
Bear, still learning the ropes of the greenhouse.
I keep saying, stay, because what I want to do is, and I'm telling Baron this, like, we need to fall back into the trees
and shoot
this thing from range.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Galabras, for the last couple of rounds, you felt it regenerate this round.
We can probably save Galabras.
You do not feel
it. If we stay alive.
Regenerate.
I doubt I perceived that. I doubt very highly that I knew what that was happening.
Iwiga hits it for 6 points of damage with a lightning strike.
minus four to hit?
It's an automatic.
Can I do a perception to see how much damage it would take?
Lightning arc. You just need 2 points to...
Oh, that's cool.
So I'd like to do a perception to see if it took as much damage as I would think it would versus a lightning strike after seeing so many of them.
We already did that, right?
It got hit by 4 points and it got damaged.
That's not good?
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is Baron's turn, though. It has taken 25 points of actual damage.
Baron's going to retreat back to the large trees, which have the... So...
Small trees have the cover thing.
Remember, you can stand on a space with a tree and get plus two.
So that's a plus two to what?
Well, right now you have cover, so...
Plus two, it's cover, so it's you get plus two to your AC.
It also can't reach you from there, so...
Okay, so I'm going to fire at it one increment out of my initial range.
This is the gelatinous cube
all over again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only way more deadly.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to rapid shot this guy.
Okay.
Two fire bullets.
You can't. You moved.
Okay. I'm not going to rapid
shot. So one shot. Guy.
That's fair.
But
that's
it's fair. Plus four to its AC.
So minus four to my roll. So I only get a plus seven.
No, just keep your roll.
Keep your roll.
I'll keep your roll the same because the invisible creature you don't know, and then minus plus four to its AC.
That is a 28 against touch AC.
No, against regular AC.
Regular AC.
Yes,
regular
sorry. AC. Well, and then so 26 against regular AC.
Okay, and I add four to my AC.
Yeah.
It hits.
Yeah. All right.
Whew. Thank God.
Jesus.
Just by the skin of your penis.
Oh, damn. Ow! Ow!
20 points of damage.
Wait. What about fire?
That's it. So the six is fire.
How much is fire?
Six is fire.
That matters.
Oh,
no,
boy.
I'm sorry. Let me redo that. Let me take that over. 6 points of fire damage, 7 points of regular damage, and 5 points of additional damage.
What's that damage?
So that is 18 points of damage.
Okay.
I really
I'm glad
apologize.
You took that back. I'm glad you took that back.
Gotta hate you guys. all right. Galabras takes more acid damage in the maw of this creature. In the maw of this creature.
Five. It's five?
It is equal to 6 points of acid damage. This thing is just eating paralyzed Galabras alive. It has... I was going to say it has Gormley in its mouth because I looked at Matt's beautiful face, but no, it has Della in its mouth.
I'm in a tentacle, aren't I?
No, mouth. It ate Galabras and then it mouthed you. Listen back to the tape.
Plenty of room in that belly.
It was going to eat me.
That right.
It couldn't eat me on that turn.
No, it's thinking about doing it now, but instead... It's going to eat you. attempts to maintain the grapple. This might actually be close, because I'm thinking, oh, Gormley had a lame CMD, but let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it grappled you 30-something. You've been swallowed whole. Oh, 2d6 plus 7. I rolled two ones.
Oh, there you go.
So you take 9 points of bite damage. Then you take... 3 points of acid damage, and now you need to roll a very, very important...
Because you can cut from inside there if you pass this save.
Yup.
You can cut from in the stomach.
Fortitude save.
19.
Yeah.
You are inside of it and not paralyzed.
Yeah! Cut your way out. Cut Galabras out, too, while you're in there.
The bite didn't even do that much damage. The acid, you feel burning on your skin, and you kind of wish you were still back in a tree, so you feel at home. all right, Della, you're up. You're inside of it.
Can I? So what can I do? Can I take a?
You need a slashing weapon.
I have that.
She do a full attack action?
Can I cast?
All right, here is the description for swallow hold. A swallowed creature keeps the grappled condition, while the creature that did the swallowing does not. A swallowed creature can try to cut its way free with any light slashing or piercing weapon. The amount of cutting damage required to get free is equal to 1/10 of the creature's total hit points. Whatever, I have the AC for that. Or it can just try to escape the grapple. No, I think it's cut its way out.
Chop it out, baby.
But I can't cast spells or anything. I just have to try to chop my way out.
Yeah, you're still grappled, so... So I have an AC for it. I have an AC for its gut. You have to break your way out. I have an AC and a hit point. So you have to hit it for an X amount of hit points, and you will cut your way free.
All right.
And I will say that the body of Galabras will come paralyzed, limping out as well if you do so.
All right, I'm going to spend an arcane point to give myself arcane accuracy.
Okay. Here's the thing. You're grappled, so you take a minus two to your dex? Or does that have any effect right now? I don't think you take any strength penalties, right?
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can attack as normal with one hand.
And that's what you're trying to do. All right, so you're giving your arcane whatever, trying to cut through. Go for it.
13.
Fail.
God damn it!
Shit. So, Della, you're inside.
Fuck this stuff.
Oh, you take a minus four to your dex. So you definitely move. I missed.
Lork.
And you take a minus two on all attack rolls, so it's.
But
I knew there was some.
Is that true of what I'm doing with that specific ability, like that specific?
Yeah, text? It has an AC like anything else. You're trying to slash your way out.
And so, you could slash
so dude,
your way out.
So,
and,
dude, it's minus four to your dex and minus two to attack. So it's probably minus four to attack for you. Total.
Oh, yeah, because it was. The dervish, you're getting the dex. Because
you're using dex.
I've got a headache just thinking
about
it.
I mean, if I had known that, I don't
know. Yeah, if you would have known you were going to be swallowed whole by a plant.
No, I'm saying if I had known I was going to take the dex damage, I thought it was specific to this ability that you could try to slash.
Lork, you spent last round tying up the lurker in light. It is tied up in front of you.
It's fucking
two
gross.
Of your friends.
Fucking
a new
killer.
Friend? Maybe not a friend. Who knows? Maybe there's a love connection there. We'll have to see. Galabras, your old buddy. You've been with him since day one at True Now at the Hope Knife ceremony. He's been eaten.
Can we do a round table for what we think he should do?
No.
I trust.
I am
as
going
far as
to...
I can throw.
It's going to get out of
them. I'm going to drop this creature here, and I'm going to
that's free action.
Move into tree area and quick draw my bow and fire at this guy.
Quick draw, one attack, fire.
And I'm going to fire a flaming arrow.
Hell yeah, you are. Good thing we split that up.
And
we got in here.
I'm going to do a deadly aim, which is... going to make it tougher to hit, and I worry that this is going to be a problem because this thing obviously has very high AC. All right, here we go.
I think it's a bad idea.
Miss.
Shit.
No more deadly aim.
All right, bear.
Attack.
No, bear's gonna stay.
Keeping bear. All right,
he's just gonna get eaten. What's the fucking point?
Just right, to right. End his life.
Yeah, it's gonna stay.
Round five. Uwiga. She's only got a couple of these lightning arcs left. Max damage. Does 8 points of damage to it.
Nice.
All right.
She's got to move. She's got to move out of Baron's way.
Right,
she
okay.
would do. Baron would tell her to
right,
move
Baron
out of the way.
Right, Baron would say, move up, move up. So she moves but stays on the fringe and she doesn't want to get in its shit. So she stays away. She's in front of... Baron is behind this big tree in the middle of the greenhouse and she's in front of it. But to the side, just vroom, 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 using the tree as the other thing to arc the lightning over to. So the tree is getting splintered each time because she has to use lightning arc. You have to like aim it between two things. So she's using the creature and the tree behind her. So it's blackening the wood, hitting this thing.
Wow!
It did crazy damage, and now it's Baron's turn.
Baron blows the smoke off the top of his double-barreled pistol, aims it as carefully as possible at this monstrosity and pulls one trigger followed by the second trigger.
That's if the first one doesn't misfire.
Correct. And it's regular AC.
16.
And that's regular AC. That is a miss.
Second shot.
First shot.
Miss.
Baron! I thought you could see.
Baron is not back in town.
If the invisible creature didn't get swallowed and bring him back here, I could hit him.
Talk to your DM.
Galabras takes 4 points of acid damage. And Della takes 8 points of acid damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Guys are just... burning on the
is this
going to
be our first
side.
Episode with a one-shot character?
Yeah,
it has a lifespan of one
episode. We haven't
episode.
Even cast her yet.
I know.
She was a red shirt.
Some no-name.
It begins moving.
Thank God. No. Move towards...
It moves. It has one tentacle attack at Lork. It cannot reach with its mouth from there. Tentacle at old Lork. Natty 20. Natural 20.
TPK? TPK?
Honestly, I think that we really need to like examine that die. I'm not even kidding.
Let's do it on air.
We
next
need to get
episode.
A saltwater glass.
Saltwater glass. Let me see if I confirm. You know what? 15 to confirm.
Does not confirm.
Does not confirm.
Let's make that a video special for our listeners.
9 points of damage. And it will attempt to grab 28.
Oh, yeah. It does it with the bite as well as the tentacles.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah. But you are a little bit farther away, so it's going to take longer to get in its maw, but you are...
Oh, that's a thing.
You are currently grappled.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can I drop my bow when it grapples me? Come on!
You got it, buddy.
All right.
you're gonna die anyway.
I know, exactly. Give me something.
Bear gonna go. Why does bear run
attack
up
and, this
maybe bear should run up and grab your bow.
Well, now I'll tell it to attack since I'm in imminent death territory. So
everyone's clear. Galavris has been eaten, Della has been eaten, Lork just got grappled, and Baron can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Right. It is going to charge.
Come on, the other turn
it's
I
it's going
did
to do a great. Charge attack.
Can't charge in the vegetation.
Oh, it can?
No. Can't okay. charge.
Difficult terrain. Is that a thing? Even through your speed or whatever?
Yeah, this particular force.
If it's difficult terrain, no running, you can't charge.
But where it's a small creature, I said before, everybody gets 20% concealment. It has 20% concealment because it's below the mist. The mist is like...
Oh, you haven't been rolling concealment.
Wait, it's really just for small creatures.
Are we in Are we in dim light by any chance?
No, it's the brightest light in the world.
In the world? Okay, world. So...
In the demiplane.
So Bear will move up and attack.
Okay, he'll incur... Won't he?
He'll take two.
Twice. Well, actually, he'll do acrobatics checks.
Well, here's the thing. Let's see if it has multiple attacks of opportunity.
No, you can't do attacks of opportunity against a creature that has concealment. Actually, you know what? That might be cover. So it's definitely cover, but I don't know if it crosses over
I
to concealment.
I think you have to, like, full concealment. Anyways, it fumbles on the attack of opportunity.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Draw it out. Draw out its mistakes.
Yeah.
Does it have combat reflexes?
It does not. So now, it has multiple attacks. So do I
doesn't matter
the fumble? No, it's an attack of opportunity. I wasn't using my multiple attacks. So
I wouldn't confirm the fumble.
So it is a fumble. This one's called, not the weak point. Your enemy's armor takes 1d6 points of damage. You don't have any armor.
No armor.
You take 1d6 points of damage and cannot use that attack for 1d3 rounds.
Oh, yeah!
That is huge!
Bear's first attack does 6 points of damage on accident. 1d6, does 2 points of damage to this thing. By the way, it's called a tendriculus.
I've heard of these
ridiculous
things.
Tendrils. Tendriculus does 2 points of damage, and it can't use one of its tentacle attacks for... 3 rounds.
Oh, max. Wow. All rounds. Nice.
Not the weak point.
I would say it couldn't use any tentacle attack for 3 rounds, but that's just me. It's a tentacle attack, but whatever.
Right, on a full round action, it could do bite tentacle now instead of bite tentacle, which is huge.
Okay.
Okay, so that tentacle basically Bear steps up, attack of opportunity, and the tentacle breaks. So it cannot do the second attack of opportunity. Bear makes it all the way up.
All right, he will bite.
I hate calling him Bear.
Ooh. 22.
That's a hit.
It's a hit on the bite. There you go.
Bear.
What do you say, Bear? 6 points of damage.
Whoa,
nice.
Bear.
Nice, max damage.
See you later, Ben Vereen.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben Verhu.
No, I love Ben Vereen.
All right, Bear. Round 6. This is insane. Iwiga moves into the cover of the giant hollow tree that's opposite the hollow tree that you guys came into the room on.
Okay.
So she has some element of cover, and she's using that tree in the same way she was using Lightning Arc. I think she only has one of these. Yeah, she has 2 of these left. So she's going to use Lightning Arc, 5 points of damage on it. And the tree just gets singed with lightning. Hits this thing, takes 5 points of damage. It is not long for this world, but it could still kill 2 characters. Baron, this thing is a lot closer to you now. May even be 5-foot step away from up... Oh, you can't do 5-foot step, but talk to me, Baron.
Baron is going to... Mathematically, I think he has a better chance with 2 normal AC rolls where he is versus 1 touch AC roll by taking the move step. So he is going to stay where he is. He's going to, unfortunately, waste some of this fire ammo.
You only got so many left.
Yeah, I only have, to be honest with you.
I think you should move 5 feet up. Because you're missing, like you're saying, we get a limited amount of this fire ammo. Which, if you miss
this thing, is going to be all natural armor.
And then next turn, like every round now, you're going to be able to use touch attacks.
All right, I'll move up. You know what? This guy is being dissolved inside of this thing, so I'm going to take his advice.
Literally, Della and Galabras are being dissolved.
Della is not.
Being
Della
is very, they're very being hurt. Digested.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
And I have 2 grit points left.
Okay. So you step up. It's not a 5-foot step. That's a 10-foot
And I'm going to get... I'm going to not only fire, I'm going to blow the smoke off the top of my pistol one more time.
First up close and deadly in 17 episodes.
Up close and deadly. Fire bullet. Touch AC against, what is this thing called?
Tendriculus.
Versus the worst name Paizo has ever thought of.
I think it's great. Oh,
shit.
Oh my god, it's a misfire!
Oh my god, it looked like it was on a double digit.
It was sitting on
a 12. It was on a 12.
Oh, he missed fire.
And then it fell to a 2.
Oh,
Baron. Misfire, Baron! Baron!
You guys think gunslingers are overpowered still? Because that shit happens all the time.
Oh my god.
Just FYI.
Galabras takes 11 points of acid damage.
Holy shit.
And Della takes 8 points of acid damage.
Della is unconscious.
Della is unconscious and dying.
I'm coming back as another mage because I just spent all this money.
I'm Smella. I'm from the shadow.
I'm her sister.
Yeah.
I'm also looking for my mother.
Now, here's the situation. Bear
should just be her identical twin. Should be 17. Yeah,
seriously.
Identical twins.
Bear is directly in front of the Tendriculus, and one of its tentacles is completely fucked up for 3 rounds thanks to Bear. The other tentacle is grappling Lork. That's why we didn't get rid of it. It's still grappling Lork. So, the first thing it does, it goes to bite Bear. 24 to hit Bear.
That hits, I'm going to do Boon Companion to lower the damage
Boon
by
Companion.
Half.
All right, so it would have been 11 points of damage, so you take 5 points of damage. And it cannot grapple you because you're 2 size categories smaller.
Oh, nice.
Okay, it will attempt to maintain the grapple on Lork just to...
He's 3 size categories smaller.
Yeah, 3, yeah, he can, definitely can. Now it's just going to attempt
to... Wait. This one was 2 size categories smaller.
Right, I meant to say 3. Like, there's no way he's going to be able to eat
so
that.
So 3. Yeah. Got it.
I'm having a little fun here. So it's going to attempt to maintain the grapple on Lork, and if it does, it'll just deal tentacle damage. Squeezing Lork. I don't think it's going to maintain the grapple. You get a plus 5 to maintain. 23.
What? Fucking
CMD. Why do you tease us like
that? I rolled a 3 on the die.
CMD 22, and that's with a gladiator belt.
So the tentacle just... squeezes you 8 points of damage to
8
Lork.
Points of damage.
It's not awful, but it's still awful.
And now, Della, you're unconscious.
Unconscious.
I was going to say, Della can cut a way out. Nope. Della, roll a constitution check to see if you stabilize yourself.
Not that it matters, because you're going to take damage next round anyway.
17.
17. What's the DC to stabilize yourself? Joe?
It's...
What?
Stabilize yourself.
It's 10 plus... the number of points below 0 you are?
Right. Yes.
Then I stabilize.
Yeah. Stabilize.
Not as if it matters.
Now let's just talk this out. What is your constitution?
14.
And how many points below 0 are you?
7.
7. So if you take...
So you rolled a 15 on the die or higher?
I rolled a 15.
Yeah.
But if you do not kill the Tendriculus by the time it does acid damage, it's doing 2d6 damage. All it has to do is 7 damage and you're dead. No pressure, guys. Lork, then Bear, then Iwiga,
Baron?
Then Baron.
Oh, God.
You got 4 chances. Can Lork, you're up.
Please kill it.
I want to kill it so badly, and I think I can now that I'm close enough. I think that Galabras gave me great advice, actually. Because it's touchy.
All right, so Lork is going...
You got the touch.
So Lork is going to...
wrapped up in a tentacle.
Rage.
Yeah!
The belt, Rags belt, just starts to glow blue with magic. I hope it flows through into Lork's falchion. And he's going to take it, and he's just going to scream and cut down at this tentacle. Minus 2 to hit. And he's going to do a power attack. He's just going all in.
Go for it.
Cutting right at the tentacle.
Going all in.
Still grappled.
Natural 19! That's a critical threat!
Yes!
Whoa!
Oh my goodness!
Whoa. Confirm that
come
shit.
Come on, confirm that shit, Lork! Come on, Lork. Come on, baby. Does not confirm. Son of a bitch!
But that's double damage.
Oh, it's not.
Only
on
a natural 19.
It's a natural 19. Well, it's still good damage. It was a power
attack.
Hey,
you just needed a hit.
Oh, and it's a raging power attack. It's no joke. He does 19 points of damage.
Woo! Lork steps up with a falchion and just like, boom, hits it right on its tongue and then shoves the falchion in and it dies.
Yes! Holy shit!
Lork cut us loose, kills cut us loose,
it.
Cut us loose.
It has no more regeneration and it dies.
Oh my God.
The bodies are still trapped inside.
Okay, so Lork is going
Bear's turn.
He's going to say stay. And then he's going to try, Lork is going to just try to start like literally cutting into the body.
Baron,
okay,
Baron. Roll to cut into it.
Do I do an attack roll or what is
it? Yep.
All right, attack roll. I'm going to do another power attack. But not minus two this time because I'm not grappled anymore. Natural 18, critical threat.
Yeah!
You hit it. So do I do any crit stuff or should I just roll damage?
That's a critical threat? Yeah, roll to confirm the crit. It has an AC, the body itself.
That's 19 to confirm.
Confirmed.
Nice!
Nice.
Do I take a card or do I just do double damage? What do you mean?
Just a damage to the trunk of the tree to let these creatures out. This is,
34 points of damage.
You splinter it in half. Wood goes everywhere. And you just see the badly burned bodies of Galabras and an unconscious Della.
All right, I want to try to, can I wipe acid off them? I don't care if I take damage. I just want to, try to get that shit off.
I'll do a heal check on Della.
Okay, do a heal check.
I have heal as well as a ranger, so 22. Let me know if it's relevant.
22 heal check on Della. Della is dying.
I have a potion of cure moderate 13. Wounds.
You're not sure. He's not moving.
You're not unconscious. You're just paralyzed. I'm just paralyzed.
Labrys' eyes are open, but he's not moving. It doesn't take a genius.
All right, so I'll just paralyzed. Wipe the shit off of him and pull him out.
I would love a potion.
He's got healing powers. So.
Yeah. After a few moments, Galabras starts moving around.
Jesus,
what does he say?
I immediately grab my holy symbol and channel. 9 points for everybody.
I wake up, but I'm still pretty hurt.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Holy shit.
Are we what a six, combat.
Are we and Della sixth level says, yet? Please? I'm deaf.
She goes, I'm done.
You guys, all right, before
I'm Lork is going to do the same thing to that creature with.
And I channel again.
Intimidate.
I'm going to aid your intimidate check.
6 more points for everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I'm still pretty hurt.
Wigga didn't take damage. Bear, I don't
know. Gormley had some potions on her, if I could. Did you guys take them with you?
Let's deal with this lurker in light.
All right.
Lork, what do you want to do with it?
I have something I want to do if they fail.
Okay.
I'm going to aid your intimidate check.
I want to intimidate it to attempt to get it to dispel the deafness off of Della.
Roll an intimidation check.
Can I roll aid?
I hope you fail.
Do you have a point in intimidate?
Oh, do I?
Oh, okay. So you get up in its face too.
Yeah.
You're just like,
I can still speak. I've learned how to speak.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's very insensitive.
I don't understand.
You don't lose the ability to speak when you lose the ability to hear.
But you just lost it 2 seconds ago.
So right, I've been saying. Speaking for 17 years.
All right.
Hundreds of years.
All right, so try to aid.
It's a 12.
You just need a 10.
All right, so sorry, plus eight. Two.
21.
21. It looks at you. It says, what will happen to me? What will happen to me if I dispel this?
We'll let you go.
I say, we'll let you live.
How can you be trusted? You killed my sister. How can you be trusted? You just killed that creature. You will kill me.
I lay down the holy symbol of Torag that I've been hiding underneath my duster that is the link between my last living member of my family and I. And I put it in front of her. Or him? Her.
This is a him.
All right, a him.
I will help you if you let me go first and let me fly.
First? No.
Where are you from? Why are you in this place? Why are you attacking us? We're no enemy of nature.
It is my nature to attack all those who look as if they will attack me. But if you let me free, I will dispel.
Can't.
Dispel, and you will never deal with me
sense
again.
Sense motive.
Yeah, this is a perfect time for sense motive, actually.
I can't hear him, so I'm not going to bother rolling.
Natural 20, sense motive. 24.
6.
You genuinely believe that this creature is in fear for its life and will do what it says. It just wants the security of knowing that you'll release it first, and then it will dispel.
All right, I'll release it then.
Baron, it's telling the truth. The creature's afraid. We'll let it go. This new creature we've met is better served by being not deaf than our concerns about having this thing in the world.
Oh, I'd still let it live. That's the only thing I make clear before I let him let it go.
You untie it, mm-hmm. And by now, you know, after this conversation back and forth, the glitter dust is worn off. So by the time you untie it, it's completely invisible. But you see, as it starts to float away, you can see its wings floating 20 feet, 25 feet away, 30, 35 feet away. And it says, "Beware the Vault of Thorns." And Della hears it. We'll see you next week.
That's a good one. That was a good one. Well done, Troy.
Woo.
Here, here.